Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Greg Matzek.
Freddy Peralta on the mound for the Brewers tonight. 5-5 with a 4.82 ERA entering tonight's game. And he was opposed by Kyle Gibson, 7-3 for a 3.89 ERA. The Orioles entering tonight's game with a record of 37-22. The Brewers 32-28. Both teams in second place in their respective divisions. And things started off very well for Freddy Peralta, who cruised through the first inning, striking out Anthony Santander to close things out in the first. 1-2-3 went the Orioles. For the Brewers, Christian Yelich led the game off with a double. John Singleton hitting second tonight, lined out to left field. William Contreras drew a walk. Rowdy Tellez flew out to center field. And with two outs, the stage was set for Brian Anderson to produce the first run of the game.
Swinging a looping line drive. Base hit's going to drop. And on to third goes Contreras.
Bob Uecker with the call. Anderson reaches on a little bloop single to left field. Contreras moved to third on the play. So runners on the corners, first and third with two out, setting the stage for Abraham Toro.
Gibson deals again, a swing and a line drive, base hit to right. Contreras is in on a rocket to right by Abraham Toro.
Yeah, solid single to right field from the left-handed hitting Abraham Toro. Luis Arias was then hit by a pitch. Bryce Terang struck out with the bases loaded. And for him, that meant he was hitless in his last 21 at-bats. But Terang would get the better of Baltimore pitching a little later in the game. Second inning was one of production for the Baltimore Orioles. The inning started with a leadoff double from Austin Hayes, and that set the stage for Aaron Hicks to produce the first runs of the game for Baltimore.
And the pitch. Swinging a drive into right. This is big trouble, and it is going to tie the game. That was a hanging changeup, and Hicks took it out of here.
He did, to right center field. That was it for runs for Baltimore, but the game was tied at two. It would remain that way for quite some time. Peralta really settled in. He was able to ultimately strike out nine on the night. We'll detail the rest of his night coming up. Brewers had their opportunities limited in the third inning with a pair of strikeouts and a foul out as Baltimore pitching settled in. Strikeouts of Rowdy Tellez and Abraham Toro in that frame. And he had a little foul out from Brian Anderson. So pretty quiet for the Brewers. Baltimore's half of the third was a little interesting. Adam Frazier led off with a single. Adley Rutschman struck out. Santander struck out for the second time. Austin Hayes hit a single. So you had runners on first and third with two out. And the guy who took Freddy Peralta deep in the second inning was in the batter's box once again in the third.
2-0 pitch. Hit in the air, right center field. Weimer on the run. And Weimer reaches out and makes the catch. Catch by Joey Weimer in the gap in right center on the warning track.
Yeah, it saved at least two runs, right? That was a two-run saving catch by Joey Weimer. So the game remained tied at two. Brewers in the fourth inning had an opportunity. That was kind of a theme for the Brewers all night. Runners in scoring position was not the problem. Producing with runners in scoring position, that's where the Brewers were quiet, just 4 of 18. Peralta came back out in the fourth and promptly struck out the side. His best inning of the night came in the fourth inning. Baltimore pitching answered in the fifth, striking out the side with John Singleton, William Contreras, and Rowdy Tellez going down in order. In the sixth, more of the same really for both teams. He had a collection of strikeouts. Brewers did have an opportunity after a leadoff walk by Brian Anderson. Abraham Toro had a fielder's choice that cut down the lead runner. He had a strikeout of Luis Arias, a walk of Bryce Terang, and a fielder's choice ground up by Joey Weimer to end that inning. So things were pretty quiet. A collection of strikeouts led us until the seventh inning, where the Baltimore Orioles were able to take the lead.
Pops 3-1. High fly ball deep left field. Yelich racing back to the warning track. It is gone. Ryan O'Hearn hits his third home run of the season. And the Orioles have taken a 3-2 lead.
Yeah, just a couple of mistakes for Brewers pitching, but Baltimore made the Brewers pay with a couple of long balls. That made it 3-2. Yoel Piams would get out of the inning on a 4-3 groundout by Adam Frazier, who always seems to be on base. Brewers had another great opportunity in the seventh inning. Christian Yelich led off with a single, his fourth time on base, his third time of the game. He ultimately would reach base four times in the contest. Owen Miller in for John Singleton, then struck out. William Contreras grounded out to third. Two outs, Rowdy Tellez with a great at-bat, great plate appearance. He was able to draw a walk. So runners on first and third with two outs, and Andrew Monasterio ended up striking out to end that inning. Opportunities were there for the Brewers. They just fell by the wayside. Meanwhile, the Orioles went down quietly in the eighth and in the ninth. So then you go to your best pitching, right? And both the Brewers and Orioles did. Felix Bautista worked the ninth inning. He struck out three batters in nine pitches. Devin Williams worked the ninth inning. He struck out two batters on 10 pitches. It was not a problem getting through the ninth inning for either team. In the 10th is when things always get interesting in extra innings, because you start with a runner on second base. And that's exactly what the Orioles did. But Adam Frazier flew out to right field, setting the stage for Adley Rutschman, who was intentionally walked. So runners on first and second with one out. Then Josh Lester ended up striking out to make it a two-out inning. Jorge Mateo also struck out as the Orioles went down quietly. For the Brewers in their half of the 10th, you started the game, or inning, I should say, with Monasterio on second base. And then Blake Perkins was in for Abraham Toro. Well, he tried to bunt the runner over. That didn't work terribly well. In fact, a failed bunt ultimately led to a pop-out to third. Luis Urias then walked. Bryce Terang then ultimately walked and struck out, did Bryce Terang, setting the stage for Joey Weimer in the 10th.
Pitch. Breaking ball, hammered down the left field line. This ball is going to one-hop the wall, and this game is over. Joey Weimer with his second walk-off of the season, and the Brewers third, and they win it 4-3 in 10.
Not to be left out of the highlights was Bryce Terang's RBI single in the eighth inning that ultimately tied the game.
He's ready. Here it is. Swing on a line drive, base hit in the center. This is going to get a run home, and we are back to even. Bryce Terang with a solid base hit in the right center.
Brewers were able to get the game-winning run with Joey Weimer. They get the game-tying run with Bryce Terang. Good defense all around for the Brewers tonight. Baltimore finishes with three runs on eight hits, no errors. The Brewers, four runs, eight hits, no errors. 13 runners left on base. Milwaukee, 4 of 18 with runners in scoring position. Peter Strzelecki picks up the win. Austin Voth, the loss. The game played in 3 hours and 20 minutes. We'll wrap up Brewers Extra Innings with some final thoughts after this on WTMJ.